Starship Troopers, Disc 5.
Chapter 9. When we had done all that a mudfoot can do in flat country, we moved into some rough mountains to do still rougher things, the Canadian Rockies between Good Hope Mountain and Mount Waddington. Camp Sergeant Spooky Smith was much like Camp Curry, aside from its rugged setting, but it was much smaller. Well, the 3rd Regiment was much smaller now, too, less than 400, whereas we had started out with more than 2,000. H Company was now organized as a single platoon, and the battalion paraded as if it were a company. But we were still called H Company, and Zim was company commander, not platoon leader. What the sweat down meant, really, was much more personal instruction. We had more corporal instructors than we had squads, and Sergeant Zim, with only 50 men on his mind instead of the 260 he had started with, kept his Argus eyes on each one of us all the time, even when he wasn't there. At least, if you goofed, it turned out he was standing right behind you. However, the chewing out you got had almost a friendly quality, in a horrid sort of way, because we had changed, too, as well as the regiment. The 1 in 5 who was left was almost a soldier, and Zim seemed to be trying to make him into one, instead of running him over the hill. We saw a lot more of Captain Frankel, too. He now spent most of his time teaching us, instead of behind a desk, and he knew all of us by name and face, and seemed to have a card file in his mind of exactly what progress each man had made on every weapon, every piece of equipment, not to mention your extra duty status, medical record, and whether you had had a letter from home lately. He wasn't as severe with us as Zim was. His words were milder, and it took a really stupid stunt to take that friendly grin off his face. But don't let that fool you. There was barrel armor under the grin. I never did figure out which one was the better soldier, Zim or Captain Frankel. I mean, if you took away the insignia and thought of them as privates. Unquestionably, they were both better soldiers than any of the other instructors. But which was best? Zim did everything with precision and style, as if he were on parade. Captain Frankel did the same thing with dash and gusto, as if it were a game. The results were about the same, and it never turned out to be as easy as Captain Frankel made it look. We needed the abundance of instructors. Jumping a suit, as I have said, was easy on flat ground. Well, the suit jumps just as high and just as easily in the mountains, but it makes a lot of difference when you have to jump up a vertical granite wall between 2 close-set fir trees and override your jet control at the last instant. We had 3 major casualties in suit practice in Broken Country, 2 dead and 1 medical retirement.